Where are we going to go when we die? Where are we going to go when we die? Are we going to be ideal humans? Ideal divine? Where are we going to go? Are we going to live in a divine body? Where are we going to go? Are we going to die and be the same experience that we've had here on planet Earth? That can be, you know. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything is good when you do that. But the thing is that what you want to do? Do you want to live in a human body, in a human world? Or do you want to live in a divine body, in a divine world? Do you want to live in an ultimate? Do you want to live in another world beyond imagination? Do you want to fulfill your dreams? What do you want to do when you die? And that means when you leave this dimension behind and you go into another dimension. Do you want to stay in this dimension? You want to come back as another child in your mother's family? What do you want to do? We all have ideas of what we're going to do when we die. We say we don't, but we do. We all have ideas of what's going to happen to us when we are dead. And we're going to continue to be another wonderful being, just like we are. The great Hindu philosophers like to tell how they're reincarnating, or how they're being born again, or how they're coming back in this other being that they're going to be. And actually, the Hindus are okay, but they're only half-baked. They're only giving you half the story. You have an unlimited possibility of experiences that you can have right here and now. Imagine what you have when you leave this cloak off, when you leave this body aside. What kind of experiences are you going to have? Are you going to be born in your mother's mind again? In your father's mind, you're going to be born as a princess or as a prince? Are you going to be born as a king or a queen? Are you going to be born just as a very happy person, joyful person, filled with all goodness? Or are you going to live in another dimension which doesn't include earthly limitations and earthly experiences? We created the earth to give us a planet on which to live and breathe and have our body as we choose to have it be. Go on. Now, we are listening to all sorts of save the whale type of things these days, and it's interesting. And really, we don't need to save the whales. We don't need to do those things. We see all in perfect balance. We see the ocean in perfect balance. We see the atmosphere in perfect balance. We see the earth in perfect balance. The earth, according to our lifespan, will exist long after we choose to move on. And the earth is going to be wonderful long after we are off on another adventure, off on another thing. Now, Anita says to us, well, you know, I was in New Zealand, and I went to Australia, and I went to Switzerland, and I went to Germany, and I went to... My goodness, she went to all those dimensions, and she didn't even realize she was going to those dimensions. Mm. And then she started saying, oh, I don't want to leave the past behind. I want to remember what I was doing in those things. I had such a good time there. I had such a lot of fun. And she brings that back. And so she's back there again, living in New Zealand. Now, until she stops living in the past and starts living fully in the now and the here, she will always be living in limitation. Not that it was limiting where she was, but it's unlimiting where she is and can express. Ellen, too, she tells us all about her family. She tells us all about Emily and all the pictures we receive from Emily. Every hour on the hour, we receive another picture of Emily. She's grown another millisecond or whatever it is. And boy, what's going on? Well, that's just living in the now. Her parents are attempting to live in the now with Emily, not living in the past, not thinking of her as she was born. It's such a little thing. But she's a bigger thing. Now she's in the now, and we want to live in the now. And this is certainly what we do when we leave our body behind. we live in the now. Now is the time that you're going to be choosing where you're going to be in your next dimension. Now, in your next dimension, where do you want to be? Do you want to be an ideal expression of all life? Do you want to be the allness? Do you want to be God personified as an expression that you are? What do you want to be? What is your imagination? What possibilities do you have in your mind for yourself? And you can do that, you know. We do that for the people around us. We're in the process of bringing another puppy into our life. And we look at the possibilities and we say, oh, look at that cute little guy. But we don't mean that. We say, I can imagine him or her when that puppy is a year old. And a year old is when they're fully grown, when they're fully expanded on this earthly plane. But what I teach them from the time they come into my life until they're fully grown is going to be what they live their life as, the ideal dog. Not the ideal puppy, but the ideal dog. Now, what is the ideal dog for me? How is that dog being born in my world? I am the creator. By how I treat that dog, by how I love that dog, by how I train the dog to do things that make it socially acceptable, how I train that dog to make it a dog that everyone immediately falls in love with, because the dog immediately falls in love with everyone. That's another dimension of life. Now, am I going to have the dog for 10, 15 years? Am I going to have that dog for eternity? Does that dog live ever and forever? Is that dog less than divine? Oh, hardly. That dog is as much divine as I think I am. That dog is as much wonderment and beauty and what have you as I think I am. Now, what do you think you are? What kind of dream are you going to fulfill for yourself? What sort of attitude are you going to have in your mind of saying who you are? In another world of imagination, are you going to be in your divine body? Are you going to be living who you are right now? And everyone who looks at you says, wow, what a glorious person. Mm-hmm. No past. You're not a little puppy anymore. You're not a little girl, a little boy anymore. You are now an adult. You are now divine. You are now the fulfillment, as you always were, of everything that is good and beautiful. Now, when do you want to start expressing that? You going to wait until you die to do it? Why not? Right this minute. Buy your ticket to paradise. And paradise is within. And you buy your ticket to paradise. It's all paid for. You don't want to have to worry about paying for it after you get there. You don't want to have it on your credit card and worry about how you're handling it. It's all, you are abundantly wealthy. You are independently wealthy. You are living in your ideal body. Now, what is that ideal body? Is that ideal body a human body? Or is that a thought body? Expressing itself as a human body, but as a thought body. Expressing itself in a divine body, but a thought body. And that thought body is ever-changing. One minute you feel, I want to dive into that lake of cool water, but I want to be comfortable. And so you dive in there and you're comfortable. You're just wonderfully comfortable. You want to swim underwater and you want to go down and watch the fish and do all these beautiful things. And they won't harm you. They're not the slightest bit interested in you. They're dancing their own life. But you're down there and you're breathing breathlessly because you don't need air to breathe. You don't need water to drink. You don't need anything. And you see with eyes that are not 20/20, with eyes that are infinite. Just like a bumblebee sometimes has all these eyes on their eye sockets. Fantastic. Why did they create that? Because they want the universal vision, 360-degree vision, which is fantastic. Now, Who are you? You are whatever your thought is. And you never die. Even though you go on to another adventure, even though Anita thinks that she can run off to New Zealand and that she's now dead to some other place. But she isn't. Because if she comes back, there she is again. Wherever you choose to be, in whatever dimension you choose to be. And Ellen, she chooses to be in the dimension of brilliance, magnificence, pure love, unconditional love. Yes, Ellen. And Ellen does not judge herself or anybody else. She knows that everything is being done in divine order because she put the cause in motion. And you put the cause in motion. Where are we going to go when we die? We're dying every minute of our life and being born new every minute of our life in new experiences, new dimensions of life, new attitudes of life. And if we don't believe that, then you best be listening to a different philosopher than you are to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.